Chapter 4, in which the rent is inflated, and so is my sorry new dress. I kept my chatting to a minimum for the rest of that day, lest I drove my aunt crazy with conversation until she marched me back to the orphan asylum. I think I tidied up our two rooms, not to mention changed and rechanged the pillow beneath her swollen knee at least 6 times before she finally suggested I go to sleep for the night. Even this morning, after rising again from my parlor chair, I decided not to join Aunt Kitty as she hobbled downstairs to breakfast. I was afraid my sizable appetite might scare her off.
"If your niece is to stay with you, Mrs. Warne, I will have to raise your rent to $15, came a high-pitched voice from the other side of the door.
I opened it, only to discover the enormous landlady, Mrs. Letitia Wiggenbottom, filling the doorway. Dabbing at the sweat on her forehead with a lace hanky, she pushed into the room and collapsed dramatically into a rocking chair near the empty fireplace. She continued to talk as if my aunt were standing in the middle of the room, not me.
"I know you say the girl won't be staying but a few days, but should you decide to leave with her and find other accommodations, it would be a tragic loss, Mrs. Warne. You're one of my best tenants. Nothing coarse about you. So tidy. You give the place a bit of class."
It seemed to tax all of Mrs. Wiggenbottom's strength to make an appearance up here on the third floor of her boarding house. I suspected she sent one of her two servant girls to change the linens in the various rooms, which I discovered last night housed two other boarders, one who was fond of door slamming, another with a tendency for humming, and modern amenities, my aunt's way of delicately explaining the indoor toilet. Mrs. Wiggenbottom's cheeks were pink as she sat fanning herself with her hanky. I was aghast at what she'd said. A rent of $15 was a dear price to pay. Maybe too dear. Aunt Kitty was still downstairs, but she would surely rid herself of me the moment she learned this. I'd have to earn my keep, and fast.
"I can sew and do a little knitting," I said frantically, wanting desperately to win over Mrs. Wiggenbottom, but feeling a little afraid to approach her, in case the chair she was sitting on should splinter beneath her impressive weight. Give me.